Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. Here we are, July the 2nd, 2019. You know, July 2nd, 2019 is really a special day for me. Not a lot of people really recognize it, but it was on July the 2nd that I accepted the pastorate of Emmanuel Baptist Church, and I've been there preaching, you know, for a long time, and for several weeks, and so no one really identifies that date, but it is, you know, it is kind of a special day. 24 years as a pastor of the church, that's a long time, and I'm thankful for those 24 years. We're right in the middle of Bible school, and you know, I'm just so fortunate. I have so many workers, and just every job, there's multiple people doing that, whether it's people playing games with the kids. We got a snow cone machine and a popcorn machine. There's a couple of people on that, three or four or five people doing crafts, two adults in every classroom. I mean, people doing snacks, cookies, Kool-Aid, and all of that. Doing the tractor rides, just all of that stuff. I'm so fortunate that we have so many people that take part, I'm just blessed to be the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. So July 2nd, really, 24 years, I've been blessed. So let's get into the devotion. We're continuing to look at the fruit of the Spirit. So how long do you wait at a red light after it's turned green before you start to honk your horn? My daughter lives in Washington, D.C., and she says that if the light is turned for a quarter of a second, people begin to honk. Well, what about when waiting in line? Don't you just love to wait in line? Have you ever heard someone be frustrated about there not being enough cashiers to handle the amount of customers that are waiting in line? Or what about if you're being trained to do something, you know, maybe it's especially if you're training a child and you're trying to teach them how to do something and you become a little bit frustrated and finally you say, here, let me do it. People don't wait very long before they just want to take over and do it. Most people that we know aren't very long suffering. As we continue to look at the fruit of the Spirit, the next one we will look at today is the fruit of the Spirit, which is long-suffering. Again, we remember this is a fruit of the Spirit. This characteristic is not a natural characteristic of man. The natural man is impatient and intolerant. So it is the Spirit of God in us which enables us as a believer to be long-suffering. The New Testament word, which is translated long-suffering, is long of mind, as opposed to shortness of mind. It's not irrational. It's not quick-acting. The Old Testament word gives the idea of long of nose, or long breathing, as opposed to the rapid breathing of one who is angry. So it is in the attribute of being long-suffering that we can begin to emulate Christ. Long-suffering is attributed to God, of His bearing long with sinners and His slowness to execute judgment upon them. It is this attribute where we are encouraged to exhibit, or we are encouraged to exhibit this attribute towards others. And so we're really encouraged to show others Christ by being long-suffering. 2 Peter 3:9 says that tells us how God is long-suffering to us. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, God's not in a hurry to display His justice. Actually, God waits to display His justice. He patiently waits until all of those who are His come to repentance. In other words, no one who is chosen by God to be his child dies before they come to repentance. Jesus said, all that the Father gives to me shall come to me. That means what it says. All of those who are given to Jesus by the Father will come to him. We also read in 2 Peter 3:15 an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. We who are believers know that the long-suffering of God is why we have been born again. Now we think about how we display that same attitude towards others. Let me go back and mention that again. We who are believers know that the long-suffering of God is why we have been born again. In other words, if God executed his justice the moment that we sinned, we would die before we came to repentance. And so God doesn't execute his judgment and his justice immediately. He kind of defers that. He waits on that because he knows that his people are going to come to repentance. So we know that the long suffering of God is why we are saved. Now, we need to display that attitude towards others. Like I said, God is in no hurry to display his wrath or to take vengeance on our sin. And so therefore, since God has been long-suffering towards us, we should be long-suffering towards others. We should give them time to repent and ask forgiveness. And that's what a believer will do. A believer will understand God's long-suffering towards them, and they will display that same type of long-suffering towards others. We should wait on others. Also, not only should we wait on others to confess their sin or ask forgiveness or whatever, but also we should be long-suffering with God. When you say, why should we be long-suffering with God? Well, do you ever get anxious about what God's doing in your life? You want God to work, and you want God to work now, and sometimes you're like, God, what are you doing? Why don't you take care of this situation? We get so anxious for God to do something. We want him to redeem our family members now. But we need to be long-suffering and wait on God. And again, it is in this place of long-suffering that we can show the world the greatest example of the work of Christ in our lives. So, Lord, as we come to you today, once again, we can say thank you. Thank you for being long-suffering with us. Thank you that you did not execute your judgment the moment that we sinned. Thank you that you brought us to the place of repentance, confession, and forgiveness. God, I know it's not natural for us to display this attitude of long-suffering, so I pray that you would open our understanding of your long-suffering to us. I pray that we would then display that same kind of long-suffering towards others. I pray that you would help us to be long-suffering with others so they can see Christ in us. Thank you again for being long-suffering with us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. What a blessing to know that God is long-suffering to us. Pray that you'll be long-suffering towards others. And until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.